Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
This past week, we were privileged to host the Outreach and Bus Convention beginning on Tuesday evening, and it ran throughout Wednesday and Thursday. It had many different sessions focused on various aspects of ministry as experienced pastors, teachers, and other ministry leaders shared what they have learned in an effort to equip us for better ministry. If something like this is of an interest to you, you can find out more information about it at busconvention.com. But later in today's broadcast, I'd like to share the testimonies of a husband and wife who came to Lebanon God's Missionary Church on an Easter Sunday morning and found Jesus as their Savior. It's a great story of God's grace that totally changed this couple into witnesses to the power of God's transforming grace. I hope that you can stay with us as we consider the wonderful transforming grace of God that still changes hearts and minds.
I am what I am because of His grace. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven, my past is erased. I am what I am of His grace. I could stand here and tell you how I used to be. I could tell of the change that's come over me. But the Lord shed His grace when He died on the tree. So I'll let the blood Jesus shed speak for me. I am what I am because of His grace. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven, my past is erased. I am what I am because of His grace.
I was lost and undone, now I'm found and fulfilled. God traded His Son for my shame and my guilt. Now I am His child and no longer sin's slave. His mercy has made me what I am today.
I am what I am because of His grace. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven, my past is erased. I am what I am because of His grace. I am what I am because of His grace. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven,
my past is erased. I am what I am.
I'm saved by grace.
I am what I am. My past is erased. I am what I am because of His grace. I'm saved by grace.
Even though we didn't deserve it, God extended His grace to us. Let's take this opportunity to look to our Lord in prayer and thank Him for this. Lord, we thank You for Your grace, that You loved us, even though You knew the sin we were in, You knew the condition of our hearts, You knew all about our rebellion against You. Still, You loved us. What a wonderful thing it is to have Your grace at work in us, transforming us, changing us, keeping us. Lord, I pray that You'd be with each listener today. You know exactly where they're at. You know the trials, the different things that they're going through. I pray this morning that they would sense Your grace at work in their life. If they don't know You, I pray that You'd stir within their heart this morning. Help them to seek Your face and to find You as their Savior and Lord, and that they would too would know the grace of God working through them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, our spring revival services are just around the corner, beginning Tuesday, March 19th, through Sunday, March 24th. Reverend Jonathan Edwards and his wife will be sharing with us, and we would love to have you join with us in prayer for these special services, and then in person as we come together to hear the preaching from God's Word. I hope you'll be able to join us in person for these services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
When life lets you down and you feel more broken than whole, when the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul, can make that high mountain move, but one thing I found that I really want you to know.
If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver is far too busy to care about your troubles and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and He hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in His sight.
If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper
whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, to the Master.
Our message for today is a bit different because I'm not going to be preaching or even share a scripture with you this morning. What we're sharing is a testimony, in fact, two testimonies that were given during bus convention on Wednesday night. Now, as you'll be able to tell, this is recorded before a live audience. But Brother Leonard Robb, a member of our church and one of our bus captains, will introduce the speakers, Scott and Heather Hartman, as they share the transformation that took place in their life because of the grace and mercy of God. Here's Brother Robb.
Yeah, 11 years ago, right there, is where these two got saved, right that about front there. I never forget it. I was in the basement. They called me up, said people at the altar. It was lined from one end to the other, and people just, they were all from the bus ministry. That morning was marvelous. And there was them two, Scott and Heather, and right next was Doris. And it was just amazing to watch them grow. It was just thrilling to me because I met Heather when she was 5 years old. And so she has quite a story. Some of you heard it during the day today. And so Heather's here. She's going to share first about 6 minutes, and then her husband will do as well.
He can have whatever time is left. No, I'm kidding. I am what I am because of Christ. It was 15 years ago, I found myself in a drug and alcohol rehab, pregnant with a little baby boy. My life was falling apart. I had been in and out of prison 5 times, but the fact that I was expecting a baby made this time different. I had already lost one baby to the system because of my lifestyle that was out of control. After 6 months of rehab, I went on to a halfway house for 6 months, then a transitional house for 15 months. It was nice to know how to live without drugs and alcohol. It really made a huge difference and gave me clarity of mind, but my biggest problem was still my sin problem. I had never doubted that God existed, and I never doubted that He saw everything that I did. I never doubted that God loves me. I'm sure that understanding was from all the years of going to church here on the bus. Yes, I'm proud to say that I was a bus kid. I think I still am at heart, maybe. Even through my troubled childhood, Sunday school was something I looked forward to. I knew the people loved me and that church was a safe place to be. Once I moved back to Lebanon after 2 years between prison and treatment facility, even though I was clean from drugs and alcohol, I was still fearful and full of anxiety. I constantly worried about what would happen if, in a moment of weakness, I started getting high again. I went to Alcoholics Anonymous, but I found no relief there. I got a job and met my husband. We got engaged after a few months and moved in together. Young people, don't do what we did that in that order because we paid a heavy price for it. We got married, and very quickly our marriage was falling apart. We were very broken and had no clue how to treat each other. My bus captain, Leonard, would come and visit us, and Gio would go to church on the bus. Eventually, we started attending Sunday school, and that seemed like a whole lot of time to give God. Eventually, all that hurt and brokenness led to a separation. I was at my end emotionally and mentally. I felt like I couldn't live one more day in the state that I was in. I felt tormented in my mind every moment of the day with no relief. Then on Easter Sunday, 2013, we both ended up at church. I guess it was enough routine for us at that time to both show up. We sat in the overflow section right back there, and Roland Mitchell was preaching the revival service. Not that I knew anything about revival or cared about that. We heard the gospel message, and it penetrated our hearts that day. I looked to my husband, and with tears in his eyes, he asked if I wanted to go up to the altar with him. Of course, I said yes, so we made our way to the front and knelt down right there, right around there somewhere. It's so nice to be right here, in that place.
Thank God.
I confessed my sins and asked for forgiveness. I asked God to come into my life because I just couldn't do it anymore on my own. I left that altar a changed woman. Although I didn't understand all the terms and we had a lot to work through, I knew God did something for me. The weight of sin that I carried was gone, and I haven't seen it since. The next year was very difficult trying to learn how to live a Christian life. We continued with Sunday school and eventually started attending Sunday worship, Sunday night, and Wednesday night as well. We started discipleship classes, which made a huge difference in our walk and helped us become founded in Christ. It gave me a passion and love for God's word. God used these teachings to reveal my need to be completely consecrated to him so he could use me. I came to an altar again, right over there, and laid myself down for whatever God wanted in my life.
Praise God.
We became involved in outreach ministries like the Bible Project, prayer stations, and personal evangelism. During one of our discipleship classes, we received a call to the ministry. My husband was called to be a preacher, so I guess by default, that meant I was called to be a preacher's wife. Within the next few years, we had a specific place of ministry God called us to, a small church that needed help. With four children in tow, we moved to Lancaster. My husband became the senior pastor, and we began a bus ministry at the Lord's direction. It was very profitable and fruitful for souls and was the main mission of the church. The church grew, and this past May, we felt very clearly that God was sending us somewhere else. Leaving the bus and church children was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my Christian walk. And that's really funny, actually, considering I said, I never want to do children's ministry. I would see people that did bus stuff and all that, and I would say, oh, I hope the Lord doesn't call me to do that. And guess what he did? Now we're living on the campus of a Bible college, a Penview Bible Institute. Since the day we got saved, God has done many things. He's restored our marriage. I no longer fear the what ifs because I have absolutely no desire to use drugs and alcohol, even in the darkest times. He healed me from depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder, even though my husband might think differently with the bipolar thing. He's given so many opportunities to share the gospel. He's made my husband a preacher, and a really good one at that. My husband even preached in the same prison that I used to call my second home. God has changed the direction of our family. We're proud to be a Christian family. The grace of God has been so real through many trials. The way of holiness is still my way.
Amen.
And these people here are still my people.
Thank God.
We are still living the dream. We're still walking with the Lord. We're still laboring for souls. We still love living life with others, also known as discipleship. The Lord has still been faithful, even through the trials. God is still good. The blessings are still abundant. My eyes are still fixed on him.
Amen.
I'm happy to report that almost 11 years later, Jesus is still my Redeemer.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is still my comforting guide.
Thank God.
God is still my Father, and heaven will someday be my home. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. It's wonderful.
All right. Man, she just keeps beating me up today. You know, she puts goofy pictures up on these slideshows and expects me not to have some type of way about them. And then she tells me that I was making fun of her by telling me that she was giving me a compliment. And now here she is telling me that I think she's bipolar still. I tell you what, if it wasn't for Jesus, I might believe all those things. All right. Well, I'm so thankful for the work that God has done in my life. Dramatic transformation from the angry, aggressive, mean, vicious person that I used to be. See, you look at me, I'm chipper and happy, right? I wasn't always that way. And I know there was a time that when I've come back from Iraq and I did my tour to Iraq, I came back and I was completely gone. You understand what I'm saying? You may even live it, but you understand what I'm saying? completely gone. All my life that I felt like I could do, I couldn't do anything, couldn't function, couldn't cooperate with life, couldn't hold this, couldn't do that. And I fell deep into drugs and alcohol, and that consumed my daily life. 21 years old, and I was consumed by drugs and alcohol to the point that I couldn't function outside of the job that I held. God had worked and done a miraculous work in my life, changed me from that gutter person that I used to be to an heir with him. We're heirs with Jesus today. Amen. Thank God for it. Changed and transformed my life. The sins that I struggled with, the sin that I used to partake in, no longer is that a part of my life anymore. Pure and holy we can be because of what he has done. Just in case there was a little confusion, the only reason we know we were over here is because we were back there. And I don't think we would have went over here. We didn't know better. And we were the kind of people that would come in and sit in the front two pews because they just don't know better. Right? Those are open for altar services and for communion. And never... That's, look at the churches. That's what they're there for. All right. But God had dramatically transformed, changed my life. And I went down a path that he started restoring things in my life. I suffered from PTSD. I couldn't be here today. I'd be up here shaking like this before God had done a work. And the PTSD don't work for a preacher. It really doesn't. Because you have to go around big crowds. You have to talk to people you don't know. You have to speak in front of people. And I just, none of that works with PTSD. But God dramatically changed and transformed me. He delivered me from that. No longer do I struggle from it. No longer do I wake up in the middle of the night in sweats and terrors and trembling heart rate through the roof. Well, unless my kids wake me up abruptly. And you all that have kids know what that is. You know, you're sound asleep and somehow they wake you up out of it. You think the house is on fire. And why are you waking me up? What's going on? Oh, hey. Oh, you okay? All right. So I'm thankful God doesn't react like that when we come to him. But I'm so thankful for that. And 2 years after I got saved, I got entirely sanctified, completely sold out myself to God. Answered the call to preach. And one of the things about my call to preach that's interesting is that God didn't just tell me. God told Michael Mason. And so Michael Mason told me that he already knew that I knew that I was supposed to be a preacher. But I tell you what, there's a benefit to that. When the devil's beating over your back and you're like, what is the point of this? God gives you that right there. Like, remember, God, when he says something, he means that he does it. I'm supposed to be testifying. I feel like I'm rambling. Anyways, the Lord dramatically changed and transformed my life. He called me into the ministry. And as I stepped into the ministry, he told me to do and to learn and to lean on him. And as I did, I found more and more and more of him. And I loved him more and more and more. No longer do we have to worry about sin that once over and consumed us and overtook our lives. No longer do we have to worry about the things and the fears of this world. Because it doesn't matter if I walk out that door today and I fall over dead, I know where I'm going. There's no more fear in my heart anymore. There's no more worry about what the future may hold because I know who holds the future. Now I'm going to give as much time as I can back to these other folk, but remember, God is faithful in every situation, and don't give up. It may have took 20 years of knocking on doors for Brother Rob, for my wife, but guess what? Got two after it and a whole family that followed. It's worth it. It's worth it. Don't give up, because God is still moving whether you see it or not.
The love and grace of our God that changes a person from the inside out is truly amazing. My friend, do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior this morning? Do you know the power of God at work in your life? The same God that transformed Scott and Heather Hartman has power to do the same for you. Our time for this program is quickly coming to a close, but if you have a question about how to be saved or need help with a spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. You can stop by today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning or at 6:30 tonight, or you can call our church office and set up an appointment. The number to call is 717-273-3690, or you can send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. It would be our delight to help you in any way that we can. If you need a ride to church, we offer multiple buses that cover most of the city of Lebanon each Sunday morning. If you enjoy a good story, maybe you should try out our Dial a Story program. You can find a new story each week by calling 717 273-4561 and listen to a story geared for children that shares the gospel message and helps build Christian character. We're a church of just ordinary people, but we've found God to be the answer, the one with hope and help for all who seek Him. Just as Scott and Heather found Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you too can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Know the power of God at work in your life. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, my friend, this morning there's hope in Jesus. If you'll seek after Him this morning, He's a God who wants to be found. He wants to make a real, lasting difference in your life. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed week.
When Calvary came through once again.